Dr. Scientist, yes,
Katie Rumba, CNN, the most trusted news that news people trust. When you say that the comet that is now presently approaching Big City is becoming larger, how big would you characterize large to be?
Well, as the comet approaches Big City, it will appear to get much bigger and bigger, which eventually will appear larger than what we scientists would term big, thereupon getting larger than what we deem large, until the comet becomes what we would characterize as huge.
What's bigger than huge?
Yeah, Super Pal. He's got the costume. It's blue and red and stuff, like every other superhero. They all have their outfits, so he has his. It's like his brand, his trademark, you know? Once we were flying over to Crab King to get something to eat, and I said, "Don't you have anything else to wear?" And he said, "No. I don't think I've ever seen him out of the costume." Well, not in public anyway. One time I got him out of the tights, but he kept the cape on, which was fine.
Dr. Schutz, yes, you ask? Yes. Well, one more question.
What is bigger than huge? This we have not seen in the modern era, but I would say the next bigger thing than huge is gigantic.
Do you think Super Pal could beat up the comet if he wanted to?
Well, I don't know. I would not want to put words in Super Pal's mouth.
Katie Rumba, CNN here. What would you put in Super Pal's mouth?
I saw Super Pal put a nuclear bomb in his mouth one time, man.
Super Pal's oldest and bestest childhood friend, Ed.
He just popped a thing in his mouth, down it went, and blam! You know, a little bit of smoke, and I was like, "Man, Super Pal, that must have really stung. Are you okay? You want something for your stomach?" He said, "Nah, he's fine," and then he burped, blam, again. Nuked the neighbor's dog, man. Bark, glow, bark, glow, bark, glow. You could see that dog coming from a mile away for about 2 years. I was glad I was standing upwind. You know, we had a lot of good times when we were kids.